वाले सदा योग युक्त बंधन मुक्त होते हैं, उनका हर संकल्प हर कर्म युक्ति युक्त होता है। आप लोगों आता है जब ये वरदान सुनते हो पढ़ते हो तो सारा दिन भूले नहीं, घड़ी घड़ी प्रैक्टिकली याद आता रहे। ऐसे समर्पण होने वाले सदा योग युक्त बंधन मुक्त होते हैं, उनका हर संकल्प हर कर्म युक्ति युक्त होता है। स्लोगन, सर्वशक्तिवान को साथी बना लो तो सफलता आपके चरणों में आ जाएंगी। स्लोगन, सर्वशक्तिवान को साथी बना लो तो सफलता आपके चरणों में आ जाएंगी। भगवानो वाच है,
लेटे आंधी तूफान होंगे पतवार नैया लगेगी अपनी किनारे उनकी कृपा से हो जीवन उधार चांद तारों से दूर इन नजारों से दूर प्यारा प्यारा लगे हैं अपना घर देह की मीठी से बड़ी दूर आओ चले हम अपने घर चांद तारों से दूर इन नजारों से दूर प्यारा प्यारा लगे हैं अपना घर
ओम शांति।
बाबा ने बहुत बातें सुनाई।
बाबा हैज टोल्ड अस मेनी थिंग्स।
हम थोड़ी बातें भी याद करेंगे।
एंड इफ वी रिमेम्बर इवन जस्ट अ फ्यू थिंग्स,
तो सारा दिन अच्छी कमाई।
देन वी कैन अर्न अ गुड इनकम थ्रू द होल डे।
दुनिया से कोई लेन देन नहीं।
टुडे इज मर्ली नो एक्सचेंज विद द इम्प्योर वर्ल्ड।
स्थूल में भी नहीं,
नीदर इन द फिजिकल वे नॉर इन द सटल वे।
पता है पतित पुरानी दुनिया है।
वी नो दैट द वर्ल्ड इज इम्प्योर एंड ओल्ड।
नाश हुई पड़ी है।
इट्स ऑलरेडी डिस्ट्रॉयड। वी नो दैट।
और नई दुनिया स्थापन करने के लिए
एंड इन ऑर्डर टू एस्टैब्लिश द न्यू वर्ल्ड
शरीर भी सत्व प्रधान तत्व भी सत्व प्रधान सब सत्व प्रधान बन रहे हैं
द सोल द बॉडी एंड एलिमेंट्स आर ऑल बिकमिंग सत्व प्रधान सो ईच वन टू प्रैक्टिकली एक्सपीरियंस बिकमिंग प्योर Baba is the almighty authority, the one with all powers. He is the ocean of knowledge. First the ocean of knowledge, then the ocean of love, and then the ocean of happiness. So if you have even just this much in your intellect, that Baba is the ocean of knowledge,
तो हम तो अमित कहती हूँ जहाँ भी जाती हूँ और कहीं नहीं मुझे सागर के कंठे पर जरूर चलना है
Wherever I go, maybe they don't have to take me anywhere else. I'm sightseeing and that, but I definitely like going to this seashore or by the ocean.
क्यों शीतलता वायुमंडल बहुत अच्छा
Because the atmosphere there is very pure, very cool. So coming to class is also coming to the seashore. You put aside everything else, all situations, and you come to the seaside. To come early in the morning means to come to seaside. So there you go for a walk in silence, and here you study in silence. You just listen to Baba's things, what Baba's sharing. Not that you say, well, I can read the Murli at home also, but that's cheating yourself. Those who think they can read the Murli at home are only cheating themselves. If you don't have a center nearby, then listen to the Murli when others come and read the Murli or you read the Murli to someone else. Not that you read it to yourself and you just please yourself. Then that Murli can never take practical form, means you can't put it into practice. A surrendered soul is one whose actions are like a mirror for others. One brother, one sister said, if you want to say anything, then tell us, means if you have any corrections. Now this is, I don't think about what I need to say to anyone. I don't consciously think, but when someone comes in front of me, then yes, things appear, emerge automatically. Same as when we go in front of Baba, we are able to tell what is still remaining in ourselves, which we need to work on. So Baba is a mirror for us. Baba says, your actions should be such that you become a mirror for others. Every blessing of this week has been wonderful. That has been seeing how it started with the mind, then words, then actions. Actions are very powerful. God is the almighty authority. By performing good actions, you receive power. If you continue to do that continuously, you'll develop all powers. So first of all, you get the power to actually do something. That yes, I want to do this. It's good for me to do this. I've had the thought, now I want to do it practically. And then you do it. When you get the power to do it, then all other powers also come.
Wonder, Baba. मैं तो अंगुली देने के लिए तैयार भी नहीं थी अंगुली भी देने तैयार
प्रीवियसली आई वॉज रेडी टू इवन गिव माई फिंगर बाबा सेज चाइल्ड यू डोंट नीड टू डू मच जस्ट गिव मी अ लिटिल फिंगर
अंगुली हाथ के बगैर नहीं आएंगी
And the finger was not going to come without the hand. You're not going to give your cut off your finger and give it to Baba.
Baba ko anguli kaat ke denge kya?
Are you going to cut your finger and give it to Baba? You give the finger and the hand goes with it. And the hand cannot go without the arm. The arm cannot go without the heart. And Baba is very, God is very clever. So in this way he catches hold of us and embraces us. First he calls us to him. And so we become ready to give our finger. We enjoy doing that. And we came with our heart. Not that, yes, I have the thought, I do want to come, but then it means you go into the line of those who are amazed by everything, and then they hear a little bit, and then they repent. The ones who hear, they speak to others, and then what do they themselves do? They're not the ones who have left Baba, they relate to others, but what is it that they do? It's not in their practical action because the intellect is not surrendered. The intellect is surrendered with the heart. It's from your heart that you surrender. If there isn't honesty in your heart, then your intellect doesn't work well. Yesterday's Murli, the whole Murli, the power to discern, to discriminate. So now the power to discern, discriminate has become number one out of the eight powers. Until now that used to say the power to tolerate, but now it's the power to discern. When you have the power to discern, then you can develop all other powers. This is true, this is false, this is right, this is wrong, and you're able to take a decision, pack up everything, merge everything. And those who don't have the power to discern, they're the grocers, not the jewel merchants. They're sitting there in the shop all day waiting for customers to come, the groceries. And who's going to come? Who's going to come to this shop, to their shop? If they're selling good vegetables and they're weighing everything accurately, if they're cheating even in weighing, if they don't give you quality stuff, then no one's going to go there. Just by the center, there was a shop where they had, they even kept the stall outside the shop with lots of fruits and vegetables and everything. So he used to do everything so well. People would come and want to buy. Have such knowledge that someone has the desire to come and listen to you. Let me do at least this much. Show that yes, you've got all these good things, and so people will come to you. First thing in the morning, that is to go for a walk, and she used to see how they're setting up everything first. So the atmosphere of the center should also be like that, that you set up everything, create a beautiful atmosphere. So people feel this is the only shop that I want to go first thing in the morning. But a jewel merchant, very good business. The grocer has to take the scales to weigh everything. It has to be accurate scales. But a jewel merchant, diamond merchant, he has to use his eyes. He has to have discrimination power to be able to see. Power of determination and love for one God. The symbol that Dad is doing, that also she was, the whole lecture was based on that. So this is the type of deal you have to make with God. When you buy something cheap, you have to keep on crying again because it breaks quickly, you have to buy it again. If you buy something expensive, then you spend that money once, but it lasts you longer. Cheap things you buy, and you see and you buy, and then when you come home, it's of no value. Expensive things are good quality things, and yes, you cry once, but then it is going to last a long time. So who's going to do the business of a diamond merchant? Those who know the value of the jewels that Baba is giving us. Baba's jewels are sweet, they are very good. If you understand even this much, that's good. Realize these are jewels for me.
तो ऐसे परखने वाले बाबा के रत्नागर बच्चे हैं.
Those who recognize Baba like this are the children who are themselves the jewel merchants. The service that they do happens like magic. This is why Baba is known as the jewel merchant, the magician, and the businessman. So the one who's a jewel merchant is a magician. In a second, he's able to transform someone completely from being almost nothing. What was I yesterday? And see what Baba has made me today. Yes, in his company it took me time. But now the time is such that you can change instantly. Someone who came to Baba only yesterday and they're able to be transformed. So these are not just, this is not just knowledge, but these are jewels of knowledge. Nowadays they have very good speakers. He had attended a public program the day before and a VIP program in the Europe side. It was a public VIP program next day. Next day he was a speaker with Dadi and the topic was values the next day where he was also a speaker. So he had, Dadi had spoken about, in fact the Turkish language is about 30,000 words that are of the Hindi language and some of the words are very projector. He was showing the things on the projector. He was speaking and the projector was showing the slides and video projector, and they have the same word in Turkish language also for niyat. In English it means intention or purpose, motive. We say when your intention is clear, clean and pure, then your desires are fulfilled. So the whole lecture that he gave was talking about niyat, your intention, and then you have knowledge of the intention, skill of the intention, how you put it into practice, performing actions, and then being aware of your goal, your destination. So when you're talking about intention, then you're also speaking about feelings of the heart, whether someone's intention is true or not. That's also connected with attitude. Just the one word, but it has so many connections with the heart, with the attitude. They said this one's intentions are not good, so be careful. This one's intention is very good, so you can work with them. So let me check my own intention, purpose. So his whole lecture was just on this one word. And then he was comparing about this with human beings and animals. Again, Turkish language, Hindi language, the same words. He's speaking about the inner world and the outer world. And the word for world, dunya, is the same word in Hindi and Turkish. And he was speaking a lot about that. And people sometimes put on a superficial mask. Inside there's something else, externally there's something else. Where someone has very good intentions, then see what their inner world is like. But where one's intentions are false, then see what their inner world is like. Someone's intentions are good, but yet it's taken them time, they are still taking time to put into practical form. What is their inner world like? We are the ones who create in the golden aged world. We have disinterest for the old world. So what should we be looking at? what is there for us to see? That is saying London is nothing compared to Turkey. 7 years ago there wasn't all these huge tall buildings. Nowadays everywhere you go is just tall buildings, glass buildings. What is all of that? What happens when they fall? They think so much of the world, this kind of world, but what is the world for us? So how should we be living in the world, in such a world? We have to do business, look after our children, but whilst living in such a world, Baba says, just stay in the world for namesake. Don't consider anyone to belong to you. Don't think that they're yours and have attachment. When you stay in such a world with that detachment, you'll be able to benefit them. We stay in this world with just feelings of benevolence and nothing else. Just that everyone should benefit. We don't want anything for ourselves. Inside it should be really visible that yes, this one truly has total disinterest and doesn't want anything. Yesterday's blessing to be beyond the consciousness of the body. Check that there isn't any arrogance of the body, that when someone says something bad, then you get upset. When someone gives you extra love, then you blossom. It's like saying when you eat a sweet, you and they speak a lot about Delhi, saying that when you come to Delhi, then to eat the sweet in Delhi, then you repent. And even if you don't eat, they'll say you went there and you didn't taste this. But there's nothing but cheating and deception out there. So whether you do something or you don't do something, it's dangerous. So living in the world, make sure that I don't have to repent for anything. Not that I eat something and then I have to repent. Make sure that I don't experience sorrow from anything. Here the world is full of sorrow, and here we have purity, peace and prosperity. Here this is a world of sin outside, and the world is totally bankrupt of peace. There's no love at all. Everywhere there's just falsehood. And so in order to change such people, we have a lot in ourselves. We don't have ego about that, but where one doesn't have anything, then when someone says something about them, and then they say, yes, you're telling the truth, it's truly like that, and they kind of come into agreement with what someone else is saying, because they themselves are not full, they don't have such attainment, even because. When you don't recognize the value of your own attainment and someone else has just heard a little bit about the BKs, then Baba's talking about those who have heard about the knowledge, they speak the knowledge, they don't put it into practice, but yet the moment they hear someone else speak about it, then they say, yes, it's truly like that. So Baba is saying there are those but because they don't have that attainment in themselves, there's no contentment, their mind is wandering in business and in service, they're not able to do service. Their family doesn't feel that transformation. I've also stayed with Lokiks, but whilst you still have attachment to the Lokiks, they're not going to be reformed. They'll try to spoil us even more. But where you're free from attachment, then their eyes will open. They'll say that this one's faith, we've seen that, we've witnessed that really nothing can shake them. Then whether they listen to the knowledge or not, it doesn't matter, but they'll have a lot of regard for you. They have a lot of regard for someone whose activity is good. Where someone's activity is not good, then even when you do go to the Laukiks, they'll say, well, we're tired of her, maybe she should go somewhere else. It's because the activity isn't good. So my activity should be such.
That
like great souls, we are always guests here. Guests are always considered to be great souls. To consider something to belong to you, even while you're a guest, means you're a thief. As a guest, nothing is mine.
100% purity jo hai na hamara,
when you have 100% purity within ourselves, then the values that Baba has taught us, God has taught us what kind of values we should have in our lives. So God has said and taught us like our mother and father would. He says, child, this is what you have to do. Have patience, child. Yes, Baba. Child, don't say anything. Okay, Baba. Child, don't relate anything to anyone else. Okay, Baba. So Baba is saying, child, don't do this. Child, don't do this. So I remember all the time Baba saying, child, don't engage yourself in this kind of activity. Baba sometimes sent me to people who'd been defaming us, and as soon as I go there, then they'd say, please forgive me, I made a mistake, I didn't recognize you. So to have that recognition of Baba, to recognition of the self and of the father and of the time, it's by that recognition that your power to discern increases. But if your eye is not able to see, how are you going to be able to discern? If your intellect isn't so pure, it's not so healthy, then how are you going to be able to understand that this is right, this is good, this is valuable? Baba gave a signal yesterday. Only those who don't have not just any flaws but not even any spots on the self will have the power to discern. Again, this was from yesterday's Murali. Whatever things of the past you have done, there should be no spot left of that, not even the slightest trace of it. So if I pay this much attention, you realize how many values Baba has given us. Then there's no type of doubt that can arise. There's just no doubts. Why is this one doing this? Okay, fine, it's the drama, it will work out, okay. This one should not do this, okay, keep quiet, everything will work out. My activity, my words, my way of seeing, my vision. Baba's taught us to do everything quietly and peacefully. So Dadi speaks about it, but then we just sit quietly and speak about it when you're giving the lecture. But this brother, he was actually acting out what he was speaking about. How do parents teach children? So you have to come down to their level. So the parent would go down on his knees and try to explain to the child. And the teachers, how they teach, realizing who's our mother and father, whose children we are, who is our teacher. Have to be very valuable jewels that are of use to others too, so that it touches their heart when you share. If someone's trying to prove themselves, or if someone says that you're saying this because someone else has said this, then they're not going to listen. But give them vibrations. Don't think this one's not going to understand. Don't have any thought about that. But just give good wishes through vibrations. Not once, if not twice, but thrice, sometimes. A moment will come. A moment will come, if not now, then later on. The effort that you have made on them, they'll remember that. At the moment, they may not be valuing what you're telling them, but a moment will come when they'll see that and they'll realize that, yes, I did have all of these things, but I just wasted them unnecessarily. So now I have to recognize time. What are my eyes for? Meera used to sing that she was very thirsty for a vision of God. And being thirsty for a vision of God, she became very well known amongst the devotees. And here Baba is making us into images that grant visions. That child, many should receive happiness through your vision. Let them experience the love that you have received from the Father through your eyes. Let others experience the peace that you receive from the Father through your drishti. So Baba is making us into images that grant visions. So what should my drishti be like? My attitude is good, then my vision is also good. And it has to be one that gives great happiness to others. Never keep anything in your mind or your heart about anyone else. By doing that, you'll spoil your mirror and then you won't be able to understand yourself whether you are right or wrong. Doesn't matter who it is, if you keep your own nature firm within yourself or someone else's nature in your heart, then it means your mirror is dirty. In order to look at yourself, if your eyes are not on the mirror, then are you going to be able to see? If you have eyes and you don't have a mirror, are you going to be able to see? Yes, we've got the eye of knowledge, but do we also have the mirror? If the mirror is dirty, then what's the eyes going to do? What's the knowledge going to be able to do? This is why in the beginning also we used to say, first of all, clean the mirror. Make sure that the mirror is clean. Just look at yourself, check your face in the mirror of your heart. The moment you look at others, the mirror becomes dirty. And when you're looking at others, you're cleaning the mirror. So first of all, clean the mirror to cleanse yourself first. You haven't made effort to clean yourself and you started looking at others, and so it's accumulating more dirt on the self. So what's going to be the condition then? Today's blessing, what does it mean to surrender? That my actions are a mirror for others. Remember this throughout the whole day so that they also are able to be reformed. They become aware that, yes, I have to become just as good by performing such good actions. Don't say a lot, but just perform good actions. Om Shanti.